The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
So, what is your Pentecost experience? If you're like me, you look back in your life trying to find something similar to what we have in Acts of the Apostles. You know, something big and dramatic. There they were, scared and huddled together. A rush of wind, tongues of fire, and they were changed. Different, empowered, bold, brave, able to preach and proclaim, speaking in tongues. To be honest, I really haven't had anything that big or dramatic to relate to. I mean, I suppose I speak in tongues. Ask anybody that's gone to Mass in Spanish with me. But there are two men that have helped me to understand that the Pentecost experience is very rarely big and dramatic. And that, yes, indeed, I have had a Pentecost experience. Rick Friedrichs and Don Hansen. They were priests in the seminary. Rick was our spiritual director. He was famous for saying, "Everything is grace. Every moment is grace. Every moment is gift. Every moment is divine." And so every moment can be a Pentecost experience. Every moment can be an outpouring of the Spirit. It's pushing, it's prodding, it's comfort, it's courage, it's peace. We have to pay attention. We have to be quiet. We have to listen. And it may take years and years to unpack that single moment. It may take years to really understand what happened in that moment. And then Don was a New Yorker from Long Island. Much more practical. Don would say, "Pentecost, well, that's word and presence. Just look at the gospel that we have this evening. Jesus speaks his word to the disciples. He greets them with, 'Peace be with you.' Not just once, but twice, 'Peace be with you.' And not just word, but his presence. He shows them his hands and his side. You're not imagining it. I'm really here. I am here with you." Word and presence. Another way to put it would be encounter. So Pentecost is an encounter. It is a meeting that makes a difference. It is an encounter that transforms. It is gift that changes. And so if I ask you that question once again, what is your Pentecost experience? Would you be able to come up with something now? For me, because I know you all want to know what mine is. Years and years ago, a late night call from the hospital. They always call at night. They never call at 10 o'clock in the morning. Late night call. And so I'm grumbling and mumbling to myself as I'm going to the hospital. Not in the best of moods. And on the drive back, everything was different. I was able to give thanks to God for that experience. That was a graced moment. What is your Pentecost experience? Here is Pentecost. We have word. We have presence. We have encounter. We have grace. We have gift. We have Pentecost.